You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has made it harder to leave the country during the coronavirus pandemic for citizens and permanent residents who usually live overseas. The federal government has tightened international border rules applying to Australian citizens who live in other countries. They will now need approval to return home. Until now, Australian residents of other countries have been allowed to leave Australia without applying for an exemption. They are often interviewed at the border and required to prove that they live abroad. The changes will affect Australian Judith White, who has built a home in London.
So my knee-jerk reaction was just really another sort of hurdle to have to jump over to, to be able to leave again. All the sort of same feelings of anxiety that I experienced trying to book to come in the first place, all those same feelings of anxiety have arisen again today, last night. I mean, I've got a job to go to at home. I've got a partner back in London. I've got a house in London. My life is in London. But I've got family here who, of course, I was desperate to see.
Ms. White moved to the United Kingdom 12 years ago and has lived there ever since. Before the pandemic, she would return to Australia every 6 or 12 months to visit family and friends and the place she calls home.
You know, so now it's just another, and I mean, I still don't really understand exactly what's involved with this new change. But it's just another blow.
Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says the move was designed to reduce the number of Australians joining the queue of people abroad trying to get to Australia.
We've seen too many instances where people have left the country only for, in relatively short order, to put their names on the request list to come back into the country. And that just puts additional pressure and additional difficulties in terms of managing the finite number of places that can safely be administered for returning Australians. So it's important that people who are seeking to leave are either doing so because they're returning to another place of residence for a long period of time, or that they have a very strong and credible reason for doing so.
More than 38,000 Australians stranded overseas have registered to come home. Over 4,500 of them are considered vulnerable. Federal and state governments have agreed to halve inbound passenger limits due to concerns about the Delta variant of coronavirus. Labor's Health Minister Mark Butler says Australian citizens have a right to come and go.
Well, where people have come back home, often to be with dying relatives or for some other family emergency, they should be able to return back to their place of residence, their jobs overseas, their families overseas if need be. And it's really a matter for the government to explain why they're putting further hurdles in place for people. And we've seen these cases time and time again who've already faced enormous obstacles to be with their families.
Federal Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews maintains the changes just put all Australians on an equal footing and improves border measure consistency. Throughout the pandemic, there's been an increasing imbalance between protecting people in Australia from the virus and protecting the rights of Australians overseas. It comes as new information is released regarding a so-called hidden COVID-19 death toll. The Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed 54 Australian citizens died overseas after contracting coronavirus. In three cases, they had requested Commonwealth help to return home. Officials concede it's likely there are others whose deaths are yet to be reported to Australian authorities. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.